Speaking of crazy, Steve Wilkos has seen plenty of crazy in his life. He was a Marine, then a Chicago cop for years, then went to work for that guy. What's his name?
I believe Jerry Springer, where I don't think I ever saw Wilkos get hit with a chair.
And back for season 11, the Steve Wilkos Show, 10 a.m. weekdays, WCIU. For most of us, that's Channel 26. Steve, welcome to the program. My partner Ray once had an opportunity to help you during the Jerry Springer Show, but the station would not allow him because they thought it was too dangerous.
Yeah, too dangerous for me to go out there and do security with you and Jerry.
Well, it is dangerous back then. I mean, we used to have some really Donnybrooks, but, it was fun. I really enjoyed my time on the Springer Show, but I got to tell you, now that I'm a little older, I'm glad I don't have to do that anymore.
What was the most dangerous part of your life? Your time with the Marine Corps, your time as a Chicago cop, your time on the Springer Show, or running your own show with your own crew now?
Well, when I served in the Marine Corps, it was basically peacetime. But my most dangerous job was being a Chicago policeman because I worked in Humble Park neighborhood, and there was a lot of gangs and a lot of guns, a lot of knives, and so every time I got home, I was very thankful.
Who was your superintendent?
Leroy Martin was the superintendent when I first came on the job, and then there was Matt Rodriguez, and those are the two that I remember.
You know, the thing is since Wilkos has been gone, have you noticed crime has gone up in Chicago? We need you back.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, I love being on TV, and I'm very fortunate to have my own TV show because it provides me and my family with a lot of nice things, but when they moved the show from Chicago to Connecticut, I have trouble with not being in Chicago. I miss it dearly. And I know there's crime in Chicago and everything else, but I love the city. To me, it's my favorite city in the world, and I would do anything to come back.
You know, it's really tough. We just had our 500th homicide this year in Chicago. Our current superintendent, Eddie Johnson, is doing the best he can. Our former superintendent, Rahm Emanuel, fired. Gary McCarthy, it looks pretty obvious to most of us, he's going to run for mayor of the city, but the crime is out of control, and one side blames it on the guns, the other side blames it on family issues and other social issues, and I'm not quite sure how we reconcile this. Any thoughts?
Well, I do think it's a social factor, like when parents are involved with their kids, and when you come from maybe a single family home or this, that's a problem. But the biggest, to me, my opinion, is that you really are handcuffing the police from doing their job. Everybody has a cell phone. They're recording the police doing this, doing that. And there's bad apples in every bunch. I'm not going to say that there's not bad shootings. Obviously, there are. But I think most policemen or women go to work and they want to do a good job. And, from Rahm Emanuel to, when President Barack Obama was the president, I really don't believe that they backed the police and they made a very hostile environment for the police. And, policemen now, they're worried about getting fired instead of doing their job. And I think that's a huge factor with the crime rate in Chicago.
Well, think about it. If you're going to work and you're trying to protect the community, and like you said it yourself, there's good and bad everywhere. There's going to be a couple bad people in every vocation or career there is. But when you go to work and you have to worry about somebody filming you doing your job, that is going to make you more apt to be a victim of crime than stopping it. And that's a problem. I don't know who in the world would want to do this job.
Well, like I said, you're not going to get rich doing it. You do it because you want to serve. And I loved being a policeman, but I can't imagine doing that job now where you're constantly under surveillance, being taped. And, if somebody punched me in the face when I was a policeman, well, yeah, I did everything I could to kick that person's ass, and it's just human nature. But now it's like, oh, well, you used excessive force. Well, yeah, I used excessive force because somebody punched me in the face.
How fortuitous was it for you to find somebody that thought, this guy has a certain look, we can get him out of the force, he can do a little side work for us on this TV show with this former Cincinnati mayor, and I think about other Chicago cops Dennis Farina being the most prominent, who left the force, had a terrific career. And there was a guy named Gene Barge, who was a great musician and a Chicago cop, and he got some movie roles too, I guess, in The Fugitive, probably the most prominent role. But Chicago cops have had a nice history of making that transition.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny you say that, but my father was a Chicago policeman. He worked in the same district as Dennis Farina. And, you know, when I came on, you know, my dad was a Chicago policeman for 30 years, and I certainly was going to go down the same path. But I am very fortunate that I got an opportunity to be in TV, and I get to go to work, and I don't have to carry a gun, and I don't have to fight anybody anymore. I really don't have to, you know, worry about, you know,
chairs. Chairs being thrown at you.
Yeah, you know, like you said, the Springer Show, it was tough at times. We had some really good good fights, but, you know, the Springer Show was like being in high school. You ran around, you pulled each other's pants down, you had a good time, it was fun.
What high school did you go to?
I went to Lane Tech, which is one of the best high schools in Chicago. But listen, I love being a policeman, but there's nothing like having your own TV show. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, Steve, nice talking with you. It's always great to hook up with you. Call anytime. Steve Wilkos Show, 10 a.m., WCIU, Channel 26, Season 11. And I guess we can thank you for your service as a Marine and as a Chicago cop. And when you come back to your former hometown, please stop by and say hello.
I sure will. I can't wait to get back.
And we don't want to be hearing any dust ups between you and your EP going viral, okay?
Well, that certainly won't happen.
That happens to be his wife, John.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Steve. Take care.
All right, take care, guys.
See you, man.